Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
The night shift got off early because of major repair. And I stopped off for a drink on my way home. I didn't know that you loaned out the dress that I bought for you to wear. Sweetheart, tell me my life highs are wrong. I thought I saw him kissing you as you danced across the floor, but I knew that you were with the kids at home.
Sweetheart, tell me my lying eyes are wrong. George Jones for you. I always thought that was one of the best songs that George recorded. And man, he recorded a lot of great songs throughout the years. But that one's that's pretty tough right there. I talked about Tony Booth earlier in the program. Good to hear from Wanda Booth tonight. She was telling me the story about today at work. There's a guy that came in, and she works for an optical doctor, and she said this guy came in, and he was talking, and he was told her that he was headed to Bandera, and she said, well, my husband was just in Bandera the other day, and he said, well, was he hunting up there? And she said, no. She said he was singing at a place, and she told him the name of the place that he was singing at, and he said, singing? He said, well, who is your husband? And she said, he's Tony Booth. And the guy said, you're kidding. He said, I'm a huge Tony Booth fan. He said, I love Tony Booth. He said, my boys love Tony Booth. They love traditional country music. He said, I can't believe that. And she said, yeah, that's my husband. And so she said, he just went on and on and on about how great Tony Booth was. And Wanda said I nearly got tired of hearing about it. But I told her, I said, you got to buck up when you're married to a country music legend. We'll play this tonight for Wanda Booth and also My Darling Charla. This is one of her favorite songs by Tony Booth. And so I told
secret, love's no secret anymore.
Rhonda Vincent is my special guest tonight, and we'll be talking to Rhonda in a few more minutes about her brand new album and about her career in country music, as well as her upcoming performance on Sunday in Fredericksburg, Texas. Here's a song off of Rhonda's new CD. You'll recognize this old Webb Pierce song from a few years ago. Here's one called Slowly. Here's Rhonda Benson.
Slowly I'm falling more in love with you. Slowly you're winning a heart that can't be true.
Rhonda Benson for you. Here's one called Slowly I'm Falling. I want to say hi to our friends Kenneth Knight and Kelly Brooks. They're tuned in tonight in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And always good to hear from them. Kenneth had a little procedure done this week, and I think he's on the road to recovery. So we're very, very happy about that. Here's one from Billy Walker, especially for them. Hadn't played this one in a long time. Here's one called Heartache and High-Heeled Shoes.
She's a heartache in high-heeled shoes. If you let her, she'll walk all over you. You'll find everything she touches gets the blues. She's a heartache in high-heeled shoes. She's all dressed up to break somebody's heart tonight. If you're unlucky, that somebody might be you. It takes a fool to give another fool advice. And there is no exception to the rule. She's a heartache in high-heeled shoes. If you let says gets the blues. She's a heartache in high heel shoes. Proof that trouble wears a thin disguise. It looks like love, but only at a glance. If you're not careful, you're in for a big surprise. Oh, but I'd trade places if I had the chance. She's a heartache in high heel shoes. If you let her, she'll walk all over you. You'll find everything she touches gets the blues. She's a heartache in high heel shoes. She's a heartache in high heel shoes.
Folks together around. We've got the entire Opry staff and all the Renegades, our traveling band, the Carolee Singers, and everybody, if I may, go back to 1969 to do my most requested song called Statue of a Fool. Stone.
his face. The gold tears should be placed to honor the million tears he's cried.
Is a perfect time to reassess your financial goals, and that's exactly what we're here for. Financial goals are an important decision, and when it comes down to making those decisions, it's always nice to count on people you know. Take your home loan, for instance. You could go to a mortgage company you've never heard of, or you could come to the bank that you know and trust.
This is Michael Cook with Brady National Bank, and we don't think financing a new home should be complicated or intimidating. That's why we can make it easy for you. We'll walk you through the process step by step and give you great rates at the same time. So whether you're buying your first home or your dream home, it's nice to know you have friends in the business. Brady National Bank is staffed with friendly professionals who really know their way around financing a home, and we'll be happy to help you finance yours. Let us know how we can help you reach your goals for 2022.
Brady National Bank, satisfying needs, building relationships. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Like I could.
Wanda Vincent for you, and Like I Could, one of our most requested songs during the last 6 months or so. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Been talking about Wanda Vincent coming to Texas and being in Fredericksburg on Sunday, and Wanda is visiting with us on the phone this afternoon. Hey, Wanda.
Well, hello.
It's good to hear from you, and how are things on the road these days for you?
I think everybody's, we've been trying to outrun the ice and snow. I was in Missouri, the guys in the bus was, they were in Nashville, and we started out on noon on a Tuesday, and we said, oh, wow, we've made it to El Paso, Texas. We'll rest here. But no, then a warning came up, ice and the low temperature warning, so we put in the second driver, and we drove another many hours. We reached Tucson, Arizona, and we're on our way to Yuma. So,
wow.
And we're still not there. So, I feel like we're like just on the run. We're out trying to outrun an ice storm, and I think we've made it. It's like in the 60s here. So, I think it's all good, and we're looking forward to getting back to through. When we come back through, we're going to be in Texas in Fredericksburg Sunday afternoon and Tomball on Monday night. So exciting time for us to come back to Texas. We don't get there nearly enough.
Yeah, our friend Dotsie says country music is not for sissies, and I guess that's true.
That is right. Yeah. Well, the road life is not for sissies. I remember growing up, my neighbors, because my family, we would play on the week, you know, mostly on the weekends, but she would say each time, like, are you guys going on vacation again this weekend? And I finally got to where you just looked at her and said, yep, we're going on vacation. It's not exactly the glamorous life that you envision, but it's good that people can keep that. It's like, we're just basking always in the sunshine and in just the wonderful, beautiful, dreamy dreamland.
Well, I can't imagine anybody not knowing, but your story actually starts whenever you were literally a kid with your family.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, I started singing when I was 3, but my music in my family traced back 5 generations. So there's so much music. It was on-the-job training. It wasn't like choices or I think I want to do this. This is what we did. At 5 years old, we were already in a regiment of a radio show, a TV show, made our first recording. We were making appearances, you know, in that area of Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, and Missouri. So it was just this way of life, and I didn't know anything else, and it evolved into a career, and I still don't know any better. A lady told me the other day, she said, well, I'm going to go, I have my camper, I'm going to go camping. She goes, maybe you'd like to come camping with us sometime. I said, listen, I grew up washing my hair in a garden hose at a festival in freezing water and camping every single weekend. Camping does not interest me in the least. I wonder if I'm going to go camping, I'm going to go glamping, I guess they say, or stay in a hotel where room service delivers.
Exactly. Well, I know your family had success, without a doubt, but did you ever imagine that you would attain the level of success that you currently are at back in those days?
I mean, you can't envision that. I mean, when you're growing up, this is what you do, and even then, I think my daughter keeps telling me, she goes, Mom, you don't have to work so hard. You are here. You don't have to. It's like, that's not a mentality, I guess, that I have. It's like, I love what we do. I love performing. And I love the challenge of coming up with new songs. You know, Herb says, you can retire. You can come back and just stay at the Lake of the Ozarks with me. And you don't have to do this. It's like, yes, but I love it. I grew to love it. And no, there's no way you could envision that. Standing on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, and Jeannie Seely walks out and says, how would you like to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah.
And something, and I don't think this is public knowledge, so keep this just here between us.
Yes.
But I'm excited that the Country Music Hall of Fame, they're doing a display of the 2021 Opry inductees.
Oh, wow.
The newest members. And so this is another thing. I never would think that my Manuel suit,
yeah,
and my Opry trophy and all of that is going to be on display very soon at the Country Music Hall of Fame. These are things you can never expect in your lifetime. So I just wake up grateful and blessed and so thankful each and every day and just loving what I do.
Well, I know you told many people that your Opry induction was one of the many highlights of your illustrious career. That meant a lot to you.
Oh, listen to the Opry all of my life, my family, before I was ever thought of. So to be a member of the Opry is something you just thought, this is a dream that I had really come to terms and at peace knowing that I probably would never be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. That seemed like that was something that just always was elusive to me. And when Jeannie invited me, and then I waited, I'm glad that I was telling the guys this morning, I'm so glad that I had to wait 343 days until I was inducted in 2021, or I would not have been, it's amazing. God has this plan, and you don't, there's no way you can envision all the blessings that he has before you, and that's the amazing thing. It's like, I can't even dream what the goodness that God has in store for you.
Well, and you do have the record of being the longest person after being invited to become a member of the Opry.
There's two historic things around my Opry induction. One was no one in the history of the Grand Ole Opry has ever waited that long.
Yeah.
343 days. And also it's the very first time that siblings, brother and sister, have held separate Opry memberships. There's some sisters. You've got the Lynn sisters, but this is the first time ever that a brother and sister have held separate Opry memberships. So that's just so, like I say, you can't even think about all this stuff.
Well,
you couldn't dream it.
You've had a tremendous career. You've got a brand new record out that is so good. Music is what I see. You gave me a copy in Branson, and it's just, it's wonderful. And this was a project that it took you a little while to create. Is that right?
Well, I'm once again not realizing, but having 2 years to work on this and to really perfect and change things and record and listen. And I had the luxury of having 2 years thanks to 2020.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we did, because it's a culmination of all of the work and getting to really fine line all the details that maybe if we had been on the road and we had been so busy, we might have missed something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited. It just was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
The Grammys have been postponed until I think it's April 3rd now. So we're actually on the East Coast, and I'm going to attempt, I think, to get up an early morning flight and fly into. It's going to be in Las Vegas. And try to be at the Grammys. It's kind of a long shot because with the flight delays that you have these days. So that particular ceremony for the Best Bluegrass Album and that sort of thing is earlier in the afternoon. So But I think I'm going to take that risk and just once again, so thrilled.
Well, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would suggest that you be there to pick that Grammy up. So.
I don't know. This is a tough year. I would love to win that, and So we won the Best Bluegrass Album in 2017, which was the 60th anniversary of the Grammys.
Yeah.
A very special year, which not only we got a Grammy, but we also had a custom inscribed watch commemorating the 60 years of the Grammy. So it was a very special year, if you won of the what you've received. And so I prayed. It's like, Lord, let us win a Grammy. My husband Herb said, you don't pray for Grammys. He said, that's ridiculous. You pray for good health and safe travels, but you don't be praying for that. That's crazy. But I talked to my pastor, Joan Nelms, there at the Family Baptist Church, Lebanon, Tennessee. If you're in Nashville, come go to church with me.
Yeah.
Tracy, you've got to come. Next time you're in Nashville, you have to promise me you're going to come over to the Family Baptist Church.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
And I said, I talked to the pastor, Joe, and he said, no, he said, you pray for everything. So I'm like, Lord, please let us win this Grammy. But I have, and then we won it. But I have to say, I have not prayed as earnestly for this one. In fact, I kind of feel selfish. Like, okay, we won the Grammy then. Maybe someone else's turn to win the Grammy. But Lord, let us win it. I would love to have it.
Yeah, I watched several of those of the Facebook Live shows that you did with the little lady that taught Sunday school, I believe. This was
Sister Margaret.
She was wonderful. She was so great, and that was so neat.
She's 93, I think, now, and she's on every Sunday morning, and I love her life lessons. We had that's my church in Eldon, Missouri. If you come to Missouri, you can come go to church with me there.
Yeah.
And so I got, and the Family Baptist Church, we're reading the Bible all the way through as a church. So I'm a little behind in my reading, but I'm making a list of questions. It's like I almost have more questions now than the reading is. And so I've been compiling a list of questions. Last Sunday we had it's called Fifth Sunday, and they have dinner and an afternoon service. So I got to have dinner and I sat with Sister Margaret, and I said, Sister Margaret, we're reading the Bible through with the other church. I have questions, and I got to run them by her.
Wow.
And I love her wisdom. And with the 93 years, can you imagine? And how many times she's probably read the Bible through, and just her amazing understanding. And she's not just, like people might say, oh, she's a historian. No, she stays up on current events, and she gives you just a vision of how the lessons the Bible teaches, how it applies to today. I just love her teachings. You can go back on that site. It's the Old Time Gospel Church, and you can watch all of her Sunday school lessons.
Well, she was great, I thought. I want to ask you about a couple of songs on the album, Like I Could. I know that that kind of kicked the album off for you. What a song. And there's a great story about how you got that song.
See, this is really what prompted the recording of the album. Was Jeannie Seely and I were riding around Nashville, and she starts telling me about how she just had her first, it was a writing session that she booked, you know, together with Aaron Enderlin and Bobby Tomberlin. She'd never done that before. She had written songs and written them on her own, but never set an appointment writing, how a lot of people would do in Nashville. And so she set that up. She said, I was so nervous. She had already started Like I Could. Mm. So she felt like she had already had something to contribute. So she felt safe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, told me how they wrote the song. She started singing it to me in the car. And it's one of those things. I felt like that she had written it for me. They did not. But I love the song. I said, man, I would love to record that. And she looks at me. She said the same thing to me that I said to her when she said, how'd you like to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry? And she said, are you serious? And then she even followed it up with a text afterwards. She goes, were you serious about recording my song? And I'm like, yes, I love it. So,
what a great
ended
song.
Up, it's the first single from the album. And then the way I ended up recording it and starting this album, she even led that. And this is going to be, I started doing a thing called Memory Bank because I have all these wonderful experiences. And they're not really documented. I mean, I know the details, but no one really knows what all these things that happen. And I just... my first visit to the New York Stock Exchange. I just posted that.
Yeah.
And we also have a new website, and those memory banks are going to be on there to be able to recall. But so the first time I was at the New York Stock Exchange, the rule is you do not answer your phone while you're there. You're not allowed to. But Dolly Parton's office called while I was in the New York Stock Exchange. And I ducked out. Here I am with the head and the entire board of Ryman Hospitality Properties, yeah, of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
So anyway, I snuck out. I took the call from Dolly. So she doesn't, one of my memory banks, and I haven't told Jeannie yet. She does not know this, I don't think. The second time I was at the New York Stock Exchange, I was there for their tree lighting then, that same year, I believe, in December.
Yeah.
And Jeannie Seely calls me.
Oh, wow.
And I snuck out once again, and she just starts talking. I was going to tell her, hey, I got to call you back, but she just started talking about how Vince Gill was supposed to sing on her album, was supposed to sing a duet with her. He told her, he said, this song doesn't work for me, but you should get Rhonda Vincent to sing it.
Mm.
And the song is called I'm All Through Crying Over You.
Yeah.
The rest is history because it's on Jeannie's album. The day I recorded with Jeannie's album is the day that afternoon at 2:00 that I recorded Like I Could in the very same studio.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow, what memories, no doubt. And I got to ask you about the Porter Wagoner song, Ain't to Be, Just Might Happen. I love your version of this. It's great.
Well, thank you. It's so fun to sing that song, and I thought it was perfect to release in the end of 2020.
Yes.
Because it said, what ain't to be just might happen. So many things in that respect, but it also has a positive spin. It was written by Porter Wagoner and recorded and released in 1972.
Yeah.
And we just made our own spin on it, and it's become just one of our favorites to perform.
Well, what a great song. What a great album, and what a great career you've had. You're going to be in Fredericksburg on Sunday. And have you worked Fredericksburg before, Rhonda?
We have. We've been there at the Rock Box Theater.
Yeah.
Looking forward to coming back, as this will be our second time there. And my favorite thing, there's so many things to do in Frederick.
Yes.
And I went to visit the Pacific, I can't think of the exact name of it, but it's the Museum of the Pacific War.
Yes. What a wonderful
place. My grandfather, if you don't go to another museum, that is such an incredible piece of history, that entire museum. And my grandfather served in World War II in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go find that section and just really, it's such a connection with my grandfather there. And then I had a friend, his name was Harvey Young, and he just passed, like, I don't know, a month ago or less. And he was 102. He flew MacArthur, and I mean, in this museum really outlines MacArthur, the love, hate, all of the things that, and Harvey witnessed. He flew MacArthur at a very significant point in the war. And I need to go back because I sat with Harvey and videoed him and telling these stories. But there's a pivotal point in the war. Harvey flew MacArthur for this special meeting. He put a cot under the wing of the plane, and he laid there and listened to this very important pivotal moment in the war.
Wow.
And knew about it before anyone. And we miss Harvey so much, but he was 102 and just recently passed. But this museum, I wanted Harvey. They were going to present Harvey with a special presentation, but that didn't happen. But I am anxious to get back to Fredericksburg. We're not only going to perform, but I want to go to the museum and just really, in respect of Harvey and my grandfather, my grandfather's brother, which I guess would be my great uncle. They all served, and just really, it's just such a special place for me.
Yeah, the Nimitz Museum is incredible, no doubt about it. So, well, Rhonda, we want to thank you for visiting with us this afternoon. Hope all of our listeners will catch your show on Sunday. It's going to be a wonderful performance, and we're planning on being there as well. And thank you for all you've done for the music. I mean, you've dedicated your entire life to music. And then thank you for doing that. I mean, you really have. You made a lot of people happy throughout the years and created a lot of great music, and you certainly made a difference in this industry.
Well, thank you so much. It is my pleasure, and I love it. I look forward to seeing you in Fredericksburg, Tomball on Monday. We'll be coming back. I think it's Lufkin that we're coming back to. We're doing a couple of shows there, some other shows maybe further in the north, and then Farmers Branch, Texas, in October. So if you go to rhondavinson.com, watch for a brand new website coming soon, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, and it will have all of those Texas dates, or come see us in Nashville, wherever we might be.
Rhonda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Blessings. See you soon. See you on Sunday.
The great Rhonda Vincent.
Start your hands to clapping. What is to be will be. What ain't to be just my. Hi, folks. This is Bobby Bear. When I'm around here, I always listen to KNEL 95.3 FM and Tracy Pitchcox, the greatest. And I don't even have a radio.
Bobby Bearer, along with Norma Jean, Pretty Miss Norma Jean, and also Liz Anderson, doing one called One Among the Three of Us here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Appreciate Rhonda Vincent today joining us. What a great singer. What a great legendary figure of our music business she is. Had a request for Sink the Bismarck. You got a favorite song you want to hear? Give us a call, 325-597-2119.
In 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. Find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
was gone the seventh day and they saw the morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that German battleship and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. See, the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas. We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down. We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us. We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Boy, you're doing one heck of a job tonight, young man.
Well, I'm just enjoying country music tonight.
I'm going to tell you, can you play my tune for me, Bubba?
I'll sure do them.
Thank you, Bubba.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Judge Bearden.
Hey, how are you doing, Judge?
Oh, it's cold.
It is cold. Yes, sir.
Would you mind tomorrow? You can do it tonight whenever you're home. But I have, due to the inclement weather, I have made the decision to close county offices tomorrow.
Sure.
Along with the school offices. It's just a little bit melted, and it's going to be very icy and too dangerous. County judges will be around, law enforcement, but the rest of the county offices will be closed tomorrow.
That's no, we'll pass it along, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks. Stay warm.
Thank you for coming.
Bye bye. All right, bye bye.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start.
can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to
listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.